Good morning, Rabbi Osei. I hope everyone's well. Osei here in Hashar Hasheni. V'yeshal ha-boteach b'Hashem l'hochil b'mo'uf tzukoso ki yechachosh achsibra sa'ora. Ben Yoni here teaches something very, very important. Our sort of natural in the sense of secular rather than religious instinctive reaction in the midst of Yisurim is that one is looking for Yisurim to be lifted. One is looking to be speared, freed from Yisurim. And we think of the Yeshua as cessation of Yisurim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, obviously that is true, but what one really should be hoping for, davening for, is that the Yisurim will serve as the source of the Yeshua. Not that the Yeshua is the counterpoint to the Yisurim, and Yisurim will be something that a person merely survived and merely endured, but that the Yeshua will be the culmination of the Yisurim, such that the Yisurim will have been productive, such as that, so that the Yisurim will have elevated the person, will have helped catapult him to a new and different level. Kiyah hachoshech siba sa'ora. That the darkness shouldn't simply be dispelled by light, but the darkness itself should be the cause and the source of light. Kemosha kosav al tismachi oyevasi li, ki nafalti kamti, ki eshe bachosha Hashem orli. V'omruzal, ilmole nafalti lo kamti. The kima levasof was only possible because of the Nefila. Il mole yoshavti b'choshech, had I not had the experience of choshech, lo hoyo orli. The Rav has this idea in Kol Dodi Dofik as well, and he elicits this idea. He documents this idea in the pasuk of Es Tzorehi LeYaakov Umimena Yivashaya, and the Rav explains that the pasuk of Umimena Yivashaya should be understood not simply that Yaakov will be saved from the tzara, in the sense that they'll be relieved of the tzara, they'll put the tzara behind them. But umimena yivasheya, from within the tzara itself, the Yeshua will sprout. This same idea of Rabbeinu Yonah over here, that which Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting from Chazal, that the choshech is not merely dispelled by the aura, so that Yeshua represents cessation, but the choshech is the sibas aura. Could be that this idea is also hinted at in the following. We have two very different associations with matzah. On the one hand, the Torah tells us that matzah is lechem oni. The sochel of chametz, shivas yom tochel of matzah is lechem oni. The Ramban in Parshas Re'eh explains that matzah is the staple of a slave's diet. The master is only interested in spending as much on the slave as he needs to be able to sustain his free work, his free labor. So he feeds him matzah, because since matzah is harder to digest than chametz, So it sits in the stomach longer, and it gives the person a feeling of being somewhat satiated longer. So the matzah is lechem only. It was the lechem of avdus. It was the lechem of poverty. Me'idach gis, the matzah zushana ochem al shumma. Al shum sheposach hamokom abote avasen b'mitzvay. And lo hispik b'tzeikom ha'achmetz ad shenigla aleim alach b'achay ha'melachem kodesh baruch hu ga'olam. So matzah is also associated with the geula, with the accelerated pace of geula. So the same matzah has dual and we would have thought contradictory associations. There's the association with avdus, with oni, and then there's the association with geula. So, as it were, the Torah didn't have enough symbols or metaphors that we needed to compress a tate de sasre into the matzah. The pshat is, no, the Torah here is delineating for us the relationship between the avdus, the oni initially, and the subsequent geula. That it's not that there's a disconnect in the sense that geula means moving away from and cessation of avdus, but rather the choshech is the siba sa'ora. Es tzarehi le'yakov u'mimena yivasheya, from the tzareh itself, the Yeshua sprouts, and that's what the Torah is teaching through the matzah, containing within it, encapsulating both the association with avdus as well as the association with geula. V'chol ish v'ish b'yom tzar lo yitein libo lohobinu lehesanosim hatshuva v'hatfila k'mo shehatzibu chayovim lotzum lehesanos b'eis tzarosim kashe tiknu chachomim zal. V'zet som nivchar v'yom ratzom. The tzom nivchar, right, the phrase comes from Yeshayo, the haftarah that we read in the morning on Yom Kippur. A tzom nivchar isn't simply the abstention from achil or shesia, but the abstention from achil and shesia is intended to be machnia levavenu, that it should be more conducive for tshuva. The kiyum of a tonis is tshuva. To fast without tshuva is kiguf belina shama. V'kasha yovu musa Hashem yizbach al ha'ish asher hu zach v'yosha. What happens, how do we understand when Yisurim are visited upon a person who's pure, when it's not coming to arouse him to tshuva, it's not coming to be to atone for prior chet. Yiel nisayon ulahagdil schar olam haba. It's to challenge him and to ultimately increase his charon olam haba. K'moshe nema lemana noscho lemana sosacha lehitivcha ba'achirisacha. V'amru avosenu zal, pishpesh b'maiso ba'es tzarosa v'chipes v'chaka v'lo motza chet b'yodo hein hein yisurin shalava. So the phrase and the category of yisurin shalava is from the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei. Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding, and he's by no means alone in this. Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of Yisurim Shel Ahava is that they are unrelated to Chait. That even though the person is free of Chait, that Afal Pichein, there's a Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Yisurim Again, laharbos sfaro in olam haba. The Rambam in the Mora says that this notion is not at all muskum amongst Chazal, that there is such a thing as this hanhaga, as yisurim below chait. So Rambam says that's not at all muskum, and the famous Maimel Chazal vein yisurim below chait vein misa below avam disagrees with this gemara. Not at all muskum. The Ramban Shah Gemul has a different pshat in this gemara. He thinks that this gemara gufa doesn't mean when it says yisurim shalava, that doesn't mean the way Rabbeinu Yonah and other rishonim understand it. For the Ramban, yisurim shalava means, let's say a person pishpesh v'lo motza is harei heng yisurim shalava. The Ramban says what it means is like this: yitochen that a person is over an averi b'shogeg, and is unaware of it. And even when he makes his cheshbon hanefesh, even when yifashpesh b'masav and yimashpesh b'masav shkiyos meyovin, David HaMelech says a person could remain unaware of chait. Person's unaware of chait, but that doesn't mean that chait didn't leave its fingerprints, didn't leave its marks on the person's nefesh. It doesn't mean that the person hasn't been affected by chait. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitocha havoso for this person, the love for the person, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the yisurim to cleanse. Meaning the dagish chazak on the yisurim is not an onesh. Adrav, the dagish chazak and the yisurim is the ava that the person should be able to be cleansed even from a chait b'shogeg. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for this morning, and Bli Nedar Tzashem, we'll resume at 1 o'clock. Have a good productive morning, Rav Osai. Be well, be safe.